There's no way I can even do my introduction in the time we have left. But God gets all the honor and glory, right? Well, let's do this. Take your Bibles and turn to Deuteronomy chapter number 1. I wanted to continue with a thought that we have started 2 weeks ago before I was able to get away for a couple days. And this thought of what are we going to do after God speaks? What are we going to do after God speaks? And we looked at verses, Deuteronomy chapter number 1, verses 6 through verse number 8. We read those verses, began to speak a little bit about that with the introduction to that. I'll start off again with the same parable that I used before. There was a parable told about God was speaking to three different men. The first man who heard it did absolutely nothing, confessed he simply didn't understand what God was saying, and it just went in one ear and out the other ear. The second one, after hearing God speak, allowed the fears of how he might look in front of his neighbors and friends and family and loved ones, and it kept him from doing what God would have him to do. Then the third one heard God, and though he was confused and didn't exactly know exactly what God wanted him to do, but he fearfully set out on a lifetime of journey of doing what God had asked him to do. Great blessings came upon his life. You see, these three men, the one that did nothing, the one that heard but allowed the fear of what others thought, and then the third one who heard and maybe didn't quite know all the details but began to obediently follow God, for had great blessings in his life. As we mentioned 2 weeks ago, all three of those men are here today. And the truth of the matter is, as one of us fit into this category, either we heard from God and we simply just reject it. Either we hear from God and we say, well, I don't really understand what you want me to do, and we put it to the wayside. Or perhaps the way that you should be is like the third man who heard God, didn't know quite everything that God was wanting him to do, but said, I'm going to follow you and I trust you'll show me the rest of the way. And each of us, as we walk through our spiritual journey in this life, at different points, will be man number one, man number two, or man number three. And our goal is to be man number three all the time, but we still walk in the flesh, and we still sometimes, although God never leaves us, sometimes we walk away from him, so to speak. And so we end up being like the first man. Sometimes we end up being like the second man. But God desires for us to be like the third man. And he promises great blessings if we'll do that. And so the million-dollar question, as I asked before, is simply this. After God speaks, what are we to do? And maybe we don't know the answer, because I said 2 weeks ago, the answer is very simple. We are to do what God has said to do. That's what we do. Don't complicate it. If God declares something and asks you to do something, just go ahead and do it. And after God speaks, it's time for you and I to move to the next level. And that's what we find here in Deuteronomy chapter number 1, verses 6 through 7. Deuteronomy is really a great book. It's really Deuteronomy is likened to the book of Acts in a way. Pastor James teaching the book of Acts. And we find the nation of Israel is making a transition from what they were to what God would have them to be. And same with the book of Acts was a transition for the local New Testament church. But here we find in Deuteronomy 1 and verse number 6, we find that Moses is rehearsing to the nation of Israel. Now remember now, he has to rehearse this because all those that were there when Moses came down off the mountain, they disobeyed God. When Kadesh Barnea, they disobeyed God. They didn't go into the promised land. God said all those are going to die. So really, there's a whole new generation, a whole new crowd, and Moses wants to remind them. Most of those people were either born after that time, or they were just young, 1, 2, 3, 4, I don't know how old they were, but they were young. And so Moses is rehearsing here, and for basically for at least these first four chapters, and then even goes on a little bit farther than that, what God has done for them. So let's read here. Deuteronomy 1 and verse 6, the Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey and go into the mount of the Amorites and to the places nigh thereunto, into the plains, in the hills, in the vale, and in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river Euphrates. And notice verse 8, behold, I set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. You know, listen, you might not understand the gravity of the words that God spoke through Moses as Moses spoke to the nation of Israel. When they spoke of their forefathers of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, it was like the nation of Israel would go, ooh, we know who you're talking about now. So the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. See, the nation of Israel had completed just about 40 years of wandering. Not quite 40 years, but just on the edge of the 40 years of wandering. And that new generation was about ready to enter to the promised land. So Moses again begins to recount the history of the nation of Israel. And he's taken to a place of warning. He takes them to a place of reminding them what God has done for them. In the first couple of verses of Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, he reminds them the blessings that God has given them. Then he reminds them that God has spoke to them in verse number 6. And when God speaks, that we ought to hear and be obedient. We saw, first of all, that God spoke and continues to speak. And God had spoken through Moses. You remember that from Mount Sinai. There was a pillar of fire and the cloud, the smoke and the lightnings. And no doubt we made mention that God speaks to our hearts today. In Hebrews 1 and verse number 2, the Bible says, God at sundry times and in diverse manner spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom he hath made the worlds. So God spoke to Moses, spoke to the nation of Israel. He spoke to those early New Testament Christians through Jesus Christ and through the Apostle Paul. And listen, he speaks to us today. How does he speak to us today? Simply through Hebrews, through his word. Well, what do we need to do? We need to move on to the next level. We kind of encourage you to do that 2 weeks ago. We can't stay right where we are. In verse number 6, the Lord spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. God said they've been there long enough. Time for them to pack up and to move out. 11 months they've been camped there and lived at the foot of Mount Sinai. In other words, or the same mountain, also known as Mount Horeb. And during that time of encampment and their camping, God has spoken to the nation of Israel. He's made a covenant with them. He's given them the Ten Commandments. And then we find with that covenant came the knowledge and responsibility to heed the voice of God. But we find then that the nation of Israel wasn't heeding what God had wanted them to do. And they'd grown accustomed to the surroundings. They liked where they were at. And God's people ought to never be squatters. We ought to, as I said 2 weeks ago, we shouldn't have squatters' rights. And we find that God's people developed these squatters' rights mentality. You know, God is always moving his people onto greater heights and onto deeper maturity. And listen, if you find yourself at the same place today, even as you were several weeks ago, even say a year or two ago, or 5 or 10 years ago, guess what? There's something wrong. We must never become complacent. We must never be satisfied in what God is doing in our life today. You know, and we closed out, we made mention that some people today say there's no hope for tomorrow. And if you look at the news, boy, even Fox News, CBS, CNN, all the other affiliates, listen, there would seemingly be no hope for tomorrow. But I believe there's always hope in Jesus Christ. He provides hope that we so desperately need. And if you're not a Christian and never have come to Christ as your personal Savior, tonight's the night. This is the night you can trust in Christ as your Savior. And then if you're a believer, realize that God desires for us that we become just like his dear Son, Romans 8 and verse number 29. So as we close for tonight, as a recap of a couple weeks ago, it's time to leave what we have known in the past. We have to put it behind us and follow Jesus in the present. I know every week Miss Gale prints this out. How many know what this is? The Bible View. In case you didn't know, it's inside your bulletin. In case you open your bulletin up and stuff this back behind it so you can read what the happenings are, this really is a great thing. And we don't print this. We just copy it and make it available to you. This is not our writing. We get this from a great guy. But it talks this week about straddling the fence. And then it talks about vexed by ungodliness. And that message on straddling the fence, boy, Whew, that's a humdinger. You ought to read that, amen. Listen, this is what I like to do, and I try to make it happen every week, is that some point during my weekly devotions, after I read my Bible, before I pray, I did, because my Bible's there, my prayer sheet's there, I have the bulletin there, I pull this out and just read it and meditate upon it and think about it and add it as part of my devotional life. I would encourage you to do that. If you haven't read this yet, go home and read this perhaps tonight or in the morning, Straddling the Fence. And it kind of, it's not the same story, of course, but it kind of just speaks to this heart about the nation of Israel just riding right where they are, not moving on, staying right down the middle of the road, serving the God and serving the world. They're happy and lucky as far as they believe they were. But God says for them, turn you and take your journey and go to the Mount of the Amorites. So just as a recap, and next week we'll start right off. We'll look at verse number 19, and we'll see when God speaks, he's not satisfied with us doing nothing. You see, God spoke to the nation of Israel, and they did nothing, and he was displeased, and he punished them for that. You know, the same thing would happen to us when God speaks to us, and he's not pleased or satisfied with us doing nothing when he speaks to us.